उत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमान तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय रात्रि तं नयमाम चरणं
First of all, my millions of dandas pranam in the lotus feet of my Paramaradhya Sam Gurudev, Nitya Leela Pravishtam Vishnu Pasis Mad Bhakti Pratyan Visho Goswami. And same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Nitya Leela Pravishtam Vishnu Pasis Mad Bhakti Vedam Swami.
Yesterday, Saunak and other rishi asked to Goswami that how a soul can be happy. And then he told, Savai punsang paro dharmo jato bhakti ga dhokkaje ahed dukkya prakihata jyatmas. And he has explained so much. All the activities of mind, body, tongue, and after that, all the modes, by all modes, how, if we do to please Krishna, in the guidance of Guru and Vaishnava, and continuous as the honey comes. And it should be not covered by jnana, karma, yoga, tapasya. And there should be no anna pilas. Then it will be uttama bhakti. It begins from the lowest part of the bhakti, that is called shraddha. Shraddha, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhav, and after that, prem, sneha, man, prane, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, adirud, and up to madanakya bhav of Srimati Radhika. So, for this, nothing but the serving mood of Radhika is bhakti, pure bhakti. Now, I am giving good care example of Mother Yashoda and Charu Musti. A very simple example I am telling you. That when Ram went to exile with her, his wife and brother Lakshman, Bhart came from it. Material uncle's house and sat and saw very wonderful. No one is giving any reception to him and whole Ayodhya was like widow weeping. Oh Maharaj Dasarath, my father, he used to come always to but that is, he thought that my father must be in the house of Mother Kaikeyi. So he went there. But he went and, he was in white dress and no sindur. Oh, where is my father? He had died. Where is Ram?
Oh, he has done faith, right? Why? For you, your welfare. I have two boons from Maharaj Dasarath, your father, that instead of Ram, Bharat should be king and Ram should go to exile for 14 years. If you are not any lady, and Ram will not be unhappy, then I would have killed you. And Shatrughna gave him put law to Manthara and she began to cry. And then Bharat came and called all his council, Vasishtha Maharaj and others. And then he decided that this kingdom is of Ram. I cannot be king. Tomorrow we should all be ready. I will go to Chitrakoot. He is now in Chitrakoot and I am taking all the paraphernalia of Rajyabhishek there and I will make him king and return back. So all went there in Chitrakoot and there there was a big council. In the meantime, Maharaj Janak also went there. So all became happy. When council was there, all were sitting, one side Ram, one side Bharat, one side all the rishis Maharshis, and one side Mother Kausalya, Kaikeyi, Sumitra and others. And they were thinking what to do. Vasishtha told, I cannot decide. Bharat is what? Prem ki sima hai. Limit of prem. And I have taken side of Bharat. So I cannot decide what is just or unjust. So what should you do in the meantime, Maharaj Janak came. And all became happy. And he was seated in the chair. Vasishtha told, oh, my intelligence has gone. I cannot decide. Now, your father and also the guardian of Bharat and Ram, you should decide what to do. Ram should return back to Ajodhya as a king or he should be in exile. Then Maharaj Janak saw towards Ram and then Bharat. Oh, will you obey my order? That was the idea. Ramchandra told, you are my father and guardian now. I must obey. What you will tell, I will follow. Bharat told same thing. And then he told Bharat, what you want? I want that Ram should. I have brought all paraphernalia of Rajyabhishek. So I want that he should be given kingdom and he should return back. Oh, what you want, Ram? I want that I must obey my father's words. Then Janak, he meditated to his Gurudev. Who is Gurudev? Bhagavan Shankar. And after praying he told, what Shankar will speak from my mouth I am telling. And see that praying Bharat is Premi Bhakta. and his fame is so big and deep that any mountain like Himalaya, Everest can see. But also I am seeing the Ram, oh, his tattva, dharma tattva is so big, but it can sink in the ocean, but it cannot go. The waves of ocean cannot move. So it is very difficult to tell this, but I am telling. Bharat has moved. Here Ram is defeated by his love and affection. Then all became very happy. All the mothers persist and all the subjects of Ayodhya, all became very happy. Then he told Bharat, you should think your Ishtadev is Ram and the love and affection has some rule and regulations. A prince should give his all heart, everything to his Ishtadev. Ram is your Ishtadev. Now you ask Ram what he wants and do like that. Follow. Then Ram, Bharat went to Ram. Oh, now my eyes are open. Up till now I am thinking of my family, that if he will be king, I will be very happy and all subjects will be happy. But I was not thinking your side. Now I request you, what you want, I must follow. The Ram told, Maharaj Janak has told that you have owned me. So really I am defeated and you are. Now again became all happy that oh, he will return back. But he told Bharat, I am taking the kingdom. Now I am king of Ayodhya. But I want that you should be my representative and return back to Ayodhya and you should be there. Then Bharat told that you should give me your sandal. And he took his wooden sandal and kept here, and anyhow he went, returned back to Ayodhya. Here, what is bhakti? Not our wish that I will be happy. You will have to give all your modes, yourself in the lotus feet of Gurudev, and then Gurudev can get it to Krishna. Vidyāda vinivesata syāt īśāt pe tasya vipatyo smriti tanmāyāto āudhakhajat tam bhaktai kajesaṁ guru devatātmā. Not direct Krishna. So we should know what Gurudev wants. We should give our life and soul everything to please him. And if you are not going, disobeying his orders, then what? When bhakti? There is no bhakti at all. So we should think this. If you cannot do, you cannot follow your Gurudev's orders and don't want to please him, to please yourself, entangled with worldly things, that's what they will not see. This is not bhakti. So you should think it. We should think pururva.
Perhaps you know Purarva. Purarva is the king, emperor of whole world. Whole world. We can speak. But once a Aspara, heavenly angel, came and he was attracted to her and forgave where days go, years go, and thousand years he was entangled in that, entwined with her, Urvashi. But Urvashi has any promise to told him, Maharaj, that I have two women. Ram, they are very dear to me. You will have to protect always. Without that, I cannot live. So you should protect. And second is that you should not be naked in any way. Thus, thousand years went on. And one day in the night, he was with Urvashi, naked. And at that time, Indra told, oh, where is Urvashi? Without Urvashi, swarg, heaven lok is nothing. Go and bring anyhow, by hope, tea country, you should be. They went in the night and they began to stole away the two rams and they began to may like rams. And then Urvashi told at that time, in the darkness, oh, you are really not brave. You are not brave. You are coward. You should take some rings in hand and be like ladies. If I have not known before that I have never been to you, my two rams are going on, anyone is stealing, and you are still here. And so he by his vakya bound, arrows of his words, and he penetrated the heart of Maharaj, king. And at once he ran away. And the two them, the messenger of Indra, they became lighting, so everywhere light. So this Urvashi saw him naked. Oh, now I can. You cannot protect my memory. Rams, and you are naked. So I'm, when he was going, oh, he was bitterly crying. Oh, Devi, oh, Devi. For a moment, you should be here. And we, me, without you, I cannot live. But she went to Urvashi Lok, and he crying followed him. And when he went there, Urvashi Lok, crying here, and oh, what am I, foolish person, what doing nonsense? This Urvashi has cheated me. But it is not fault of Urvashi. I was not Jitendri. I had not controlled my sense. She told me, good thing, that, O king, don't be attracted to me. Don't believe in ladies. They can change their moods in a moment. They can suit their husbands and brothers and others. They are Swechacharini. Don't. But at that time I was, mind was so attracted to Urvashi, I could. Oh,
Now I will give her. What I have done? This body is what? A skeleton? Bag of urine, blood, stool from all nine doors. What comes? And it is made of bones also and very beautifully scanned, but inside body. I am lost my life for this. Oh, I must give up this Urvashi. And at once I should go to this Prithvi Loka and I should do bhajan of Krishna, who is Supreme Lord. Without His mercy anyone cannot do anything. So today I am returning back. Oh Urvashi, you should go from my heart. He repented for this. So we should be very careful. If you are married, no harm. Do your duty. But don't be a trap. Always I will say, telling these things. So be careful. Now come to Bhagavatam. Oh, one kirtan, you. Osanaka Devi began and Sukhdev Goswami began to tell, oh Parikshit, Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janyat Asu Vairagyam Jnanam Chal Ahayu. If anyone has pure bhakti of Vasudev Krishna, then very soon all kinds of knowledge, Krishna Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Maya Tattva, Prem Tattva, Radha Tattva, Krishna Tattva, Ras Tattva, everything. And very soon, or detachment from this worldly desires and all kinds of vision. At once it will come. If Paragyan Tattva Jnani is not coming, then we should think that, oh, my bhakti is not true. There is some holes and loopings in my bhakti. Dharma Sunishtam. Punsan Vishak Sen Kathasuja Nakpade Yadidati Samaki Vajakivala. If you are doing all things, even Namasankirtan, but if you have no taste in Harikathas known from your superiors, then after some time you will give up chanting them and everything. So, we should try to hear superiors, Harikatha, Krishna Katha, from his mouth. Especially, Nibitta Tarsai Upagi Yamana, those who are detached from worldly things like Sukadeva Goswami, always thinking the ocean of Krishna pray. And if they are speaking Harikatha, then go Nasuriya, all should hear this. By this, pure bhakti will come, shok, moha, bhaya and all other things go away. Those who are not hearing, they have no test to hear it in Harikatha, then they are like Atmakhati, self-killer. So, if anyone is hearing Katha, then what comes? Shrimatamsa Katha Krishna, Punya Samara Kirtana, Pityantasto Jyadvadrani Swami Sita. Oh, those who will Harikatha, Krishna Katha. Oh, Harikatha is Krishna. So Krishna by these Harikathas will from ears. Oh, he will go in heart and he will clear all alerts from there. Like a bandhu, like a friend. And then all anaks will go away and then nastiki bhakti will come. So also try to hear Harikatha Sutta. How Sri Bhagavat came? Once Vyasadeva made division of Srimad Vedas. in four. And then from four Vedas, he collected some sutras that is called Brahma Sutra. And they people cannot understand this, so he made Akritam Bhashya, meaning of that Brahma Sutra. And then he wrote so many Purans to understand it. He also made Mahabharata, in Mahabharata Gita also, but he was not satisfied. On his ashram on the bank of Saraswati, he was thinking, why? I have written so many things, so many Purans, Purans, Upapurans, and Sakha Purans. Hey, 44, 54. And Mahabharata. In this Mahabharata, history, lady, sutra, and all kind, they can read and hear. I have done so many. But still, why I am not satisfied? And in the meantime, Narada came, is Jagat Guru. So Vyas is Narayan, Vyaso Narayan. But Narada is not less. He is Krishna Shakti, Prema Bhakti. So he came and he did pranam and then he worshipped his lotus feet, Vyas. And when he was seated, then what began? What he asked to? As you heard, Narada Rishi told, O Vyasadeva, you have written so many things. Have you written that Krishna is Supreme Lord? No. Have you written that Yashoda Mother, being a gopi, he painted, O Sarvashaktiman Krishna, who has no limit. All Brahmans and everything in his stomach, but Mother Yashoda painted? No. Have you written that Krishna gave his head on the feet of gopis and told, Naparayam Nirvadya Sanyujam, O gopis, I cannot repay your love and affections. Only you can repay by your But I will always be your indebted. Have you written nothing? Have you told about Bhagavad Gita, Rasa dance and everything? Never, I have not done. Then what you have done? You have done nothing. That is why you are not happy. Please see in Bhakti Yoga, in meditation, and then you can realize and then write it, all these things. Then Vyasadeva, he meditated, he went, became Saranagat to Krishna, and he saw all the sweet pastimes, from birth to all. And then he wrote it for ignorant persons, Shokma Bhava, this he wrote. Now we are coming to the Krishna pastimes now, very rapidly. How the Supreme Lord, being Supreme Lord, he can demolish whole Brahmand in a second. And in a second he can create millions of Brahmand, universes. How he came in the womb of Devaki and Jasoda both at a time, how he took birth and after what he did. Oh, what Damodar Maharaj used to speak about that. Bhagavatam, first it has been written that he was Devaki Sutra. And also Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj has written that he was born from the womb of Devaki and from the Vasudev. And he was adopted son of of Nanda Baba. But he has admitted also other places. Nakhalu Gopika Nandanu Bhavan. Gopis are telling, are you not the son of Yashoda? Yes, you are. But since you are not, because you are so cruel. Also, Nanda King Akrodh Brahman. After that. No Sukhapo.
Sukhapo Bhagavan.
Gopika Sutta. Vyasthava is written and Sukhdeva Goswami is saying. This Krishna, Supreme Lord, is not. He cannot be received very easily. As Gopika Sutta Krishna, Gopika Sutta means Yashoda Sutta, for Jnani and Yogi and others, they can. Nandastu Atmaj Utpanne Jatrada Maha. Nandastu Atmaj. Atmaj means Atma Vai Jayati. Here especially Sukhdev Goswami has openly written this. Because Krishna is partly as a Narayan, he is son of Devaki. And fully in all colors, Prajendanandan Shyam Sundar Arjuna Sudananda, fully he is. After this, Krishna in childhood, when he was only 6 days, he killed Putana with 1,000 or 60,000 elephants power. She came to give Krishna poison from his purse. Krishna took it and shocked with poison and his life also, and became very restless and told, oh, give up. So thousands and thousands of elephants, she could not. And Krishna, being a child, small, of 6, he was on the breast of Putana, and she became a very big demon, about 6 or 12 miles. She wanted to go to Kansa, but Krishna, oh, from here you cannot go. And then she died. After that, Krishna in childhood also killed Shakatasura and Kridavar. Being a child, Vamandev went to Bali Maharaj to cheat him, to take his own kingdom. And he wanted 3 feet state land. But when he began to mark measuring 3 feet, then he became 3 Vikram.
Oh,
from sky to this, and in 2 feet he covered whole world, and there was nothing. Then Bali Maharaj gave himself, that I am giving you. And thus Bali Maharaj conquered him. But he became so long. When this Prithvi in Pralaya of Bali, in
water of devastation.
When this land Prithvi was in water, Parade very big and took up on his deep hand. In the, this way, Ramchandra killed Ravan in a big fall. But Krishna did all these sweet pastimes. Aswad was covered. There was big Aswad, but it was covered with, oh, very madhur, madhurya. So Krishna is unlimited, master of Aswarja and Madhur. But in Braj, always Aswar is covered with Madhur. He lived at Govardhan. A person, any man cannot do it. Never he can. He killed all these demons. A man cannot do it. So, Krishna is himself Supreme Lord, but in this Braj, he has done all pastimes, not in a big form, but being a child. This is his speciality. And how Krishna was binded by his mother. Krishna has no outside, no inner side, no upper side, no lower side, no dimensions here, nothing. He is unlimited, unlimited. But Mother Yashoda, by love and affection, he, by personal, he binded. Prem Prayojan can speak in very short form.